night. It was an accidental look.
Don't look back.
When we first met, but she captured me. Oh, with that look in her eye. Oh, I had to reach out and touch. I had to stop and talk. I had to find out who she was. I had to lose myself. Oh, I had to reach out and touch. I had to stop and talk. I had to find out who she was. I had to lose myself. I said I had to reach out and touch. I had to stop and talk. I had to find out who she was. I had to find myself with her that night.
And I did. All right, an accidental look it was.
It was. All right.
All right, this next song here, it's called Alden. We don't mention Alden's name throughout the song and the lyrics, but we call it Alden. It's dedicated to our grandfather's brother, Alden, who was killed in action in World War II in the Battle of Okinawa. But we deliberately kept his name out of the lyric, which my brother Dave wrote, by the way, so that, you know, if there's somebody that you've lost, you can use the song and sort of, you know, remember your lost loved ones, too. And yeah, we had an interesting story. My brother Dave was on the internet, and he came across a story of a veteran who was serving with Alden over on Okinawa. He was one of the men that actually helped bury him, and they had to bury him on Okinawa. And then after the war, you know, they went and got his body and brought it back to the United States and gave him a proper burial here. But his friend never knew if he got the proper burial. And so there was a story on the internet my brother found about it. And wow, how great it was to for my brother to be able to connect with that guy and tell him, yeah, you got the proper burial. And, you know, to know that somebody's remembering him. It was great. Anyway, it's a long story. I don't want to get into it too much. I just want to play this song for you. Let me swing you around. This is our last chance. Tomorrow I leave. I got a train to catch. I'm going overseas. Gonna save the world. Please remember me. Say my name. Say my name at the break of day. Say it so you won't. This rain and sand, but in a few more days I'll be shipping home. But now the sniper spoke, I got my ticket home. A parade through town and they laid me down. Please remember me, say my name, say my name at the break of day. Say it so you won't. All right,
Alden.
A little serious on you there. Nice job on the piano there, Mr. Ben Knight.
Thanks, man.
All right, we're going to lighten it up a little bit here. We're going to take you down to the beach. Yeah.
It's been a few nice days out there.
We've had a few teaser warm days here. It's not quite summer yet. Had to put the heat back on the house last night, but...
There is a frost advisory for tonight.
Frost advisory. There's Dave's our band meteorologist. He knows. He's certified, and he goes storm chasing, and he knows. So if he says there's going to be a frost advisory, there's definitely going to be a frost advisory.
It's going to be cold.
But warm thoughts. We're going to be on the beach soon, all right?
Very soon. Big library in my house.
While I live in-
I'll sail into Bikini Island. You want to go with me?
Oh, well, I'll hitch a ride with you, man.
All right, man. How about you, Dave?
Let's go, man.
Let's go, man. 2, 3, and I'm sailing my boat to Bikini Island so I can see all those lovely ladies on Bikini Island. I hear they're waiting for me. Man, this microphone sounds great, Joel. Big hand for Joel Simkes, our sound engineer tonight. Yeah, man. Yeah, that's my little ode to the Bikinians forced from their homeland.
Bikini Atoll.
Back in the 40s when the United States was conducting their atomic bomb testing program there. And now it's so full of radiation that they can't go home without getting sick. You know, it's a sad tale. When I heard about it, I decided they needed a tune. So I wrote a tune about this dumb guy sailing his boat, going to Bikini Island, looking for some girls in bikinis, and learning all about the Castle Bravo.
Sorry, Charlie. All right.
All right. We've been focusing on songs from the new album, which is called Leaving Hyannis. And we got one more song we want to play from the album. And then we're going to play a few other popular favorites, all right? All right. This is called You Were Here.
Thank you.
Dollars tree with the ring that you gave to me. I got up and I walk around. I took a turn. I ended up downtown. I thought I saw your face and it made me smile. Just like a crocodile. We made music together, very pleasing to my ear. You were here, but you disappeared. I sought a place I could go inside. I look around, but nothing caught my eye. To go, and so I got to take it slow. We made music together, very pleasing to my ear. You were here, but you disappeared. Because of you. We made music together, very pleasing to my ear. You were here, but you disappeared. Oh, we made music together, very pleasing to my ear. You were here, but you disappeared.
You're so sweet as you can be.
Let's rock. Rockabilly for ya. Nice. I want you back again. I know that you have another man, but I want your love again. I didn't think that it would be too hard to stay away from you, but every time your face, girl, I want to be there in his place. Girl, you know that it was true when we were together. I was in love with you, but now you're with him. That could have been better. It's Frankie DeFreitas is beating down the drums, man. Frankie, I hope you're still listening, man.
Frankie!
We love you, buddy.
You're right. Unbelievable.
We're going to do a song that we want to dedicate to the purple one. the Royal Badness.
Oh, man. So, I mean, how long ago did you write the song? I mean, that's the thing. This has been around for...
I don't know. This was back when I was living in Everett. Me and Tommy Abbott were hanging out, and
we've been covering...
The album that came out was called...
We've been covering Prince stuff for ages anyway.
Yeah, we were sitting around having some beverages, and...
Beverages?
Yeah, and then I put on the new Prince album, Emancipation, I think it was called.
Yeah.
And Tommy says to me, "Man, I wonder what it would have been like to have been Prince for one day." And I said, "Hey, Tommy, that's a tune right there, man. Most songwriters write about being king for a day, or king of the world." So we wrote this song called "Prince for a Day." And now, yeah, so we wanna play this one in honor of Prince. We're all moved by his passing. It goes like this. Just call the maid. I said, I wonder what it'd be like to be Prince for a day. I'd be getting you naked in that Minnetonka Bay. You could wear my purple coat on a cold, cold day. And if it snows, a raspberry beret. I spent a little time in Paisley Park Studio. I got to actually be hanging around while he was working for a few days, man. It was a great experience. Maybe we'll talk about that later. We're going to do one more song here. This is called La Bells of San Miguel. Uno, dos, tres, tacos. Señoritas, I remember oh so well the bells of San Miguel. In the frog, while Betty played that guitar, as we drank margaritas at the bar, as the band played, they danced to the tango, Astor Piazzolla, no fame mucho. Cervezas, fine tequilas, and señoritas. I remember oh so well the bells of San Miguel. In the market, out in the street, every Sunday, everybody meeting in the Colonia de San Antonio. And the pizza pronto. I remember the cold cervezas, my taquitas and señoritas. And I remember oh so well the bells of San Miguel. Olé, olé. Tuning in on the radio, on the internet radio, and thanks so much to Dave Lee playing bass guitar with me, singing his ass, and Mr. Ben Knight on the keyboards.
Say that one.
And we really want to thank Joel Simkes over here. It's making us sound real good behind that mixing board, and thanks to Pam for having us here.
Let's go talk to Pam.
Yeah, we want to come over and talk to you for a little while, Pam, so we'll see you in a few minutes. And thanks again, everybody.
Woo! Alrighty. Thank you very much, Scott Damgard Band. We will be chatting in the on-air studio very shortly with those lovely gentlemen. But first, we're going to play some pre-recorded music for you just to whet your appetite for more and more and more of Scott Damgard and his band. I'm going to play some brand new music from Band Without Hands right now. They're playing a show at O'Brien's on May 7th. That's a week from Saturday. We're doing this show with Stars Like Ours. And this particular song right here is called Running in Place. Let me make sure that I got everything in place. I think I do. And here it is, just for you.
Complacency is taking over me.
I don't know what you want.
The more I think, the less it a lottery winner. It makes me want to erase the picture we've drawn. I question whether or not I've lapsed in my judgment. When you treat me like a prize, and I know that you like it, I know that you're amazed, I know you wish it could go on forever, but don't thank me for loving you. I can see in your glance, you think we're at the beginning of a whirlwind romance, screened in cute montage form. I hate to break it to you, but we're in two different movies. Here's where
just there, we were just singing the praises of Johnny Blazes and the Pretty Boys. Don't Thank Me for Loving You, off their album Soul Vernacular. They were in the Rock and Roll Rumble, which has just concluded for another year. It was a beautiful event, 3 weeks, 9 shows. I was only able to make it for the finals, and what a final it was. It took place at Once in Somerville, our neighbors just down the street on Highland Avenue. Speaking of neighbors, I have a couple neighbors in the studio tonight. I'm pretty excited about a trio of neighbors. Scott Damgaard Band, three of you in the studio with us tonight. Would you mind going around and just introducing yourselves? I know you're hopefully by your voices, people will be able to tell as we chat a little bit further who's saying what. There's always that game of guess the face with the name.
Okay, well, I'll start. I'm Scott Damgaard, and I'm the guy that does most of the singing and the songwriting for this band, and I'm also accompanied by Dave and Ben, who are also great songwriters and great musicians. I'm glad to be working with them.
How's it going, everyone? This is Dave Lieb.
And this is Ben Knight.
Beautiful. Now, you three rock stars, I know I've seen you around town. You're sort of the usual suspects in a way. How does a glittering crew like this get together? Do you just know each other socially, know each other by reputation?
Dave and I met around 2000.
Yeah.
And we became fast friends, and we started showing up at each other's gigs. And at one point, our bass player was leaving, and I thought, oh, I should ask Dave Lieb to join the band. And I'm like, he's not going to. I shouldn't even ask him. He's not going
to. I was actually doing I was doing another band. I was doing my own band, and he had his own band, and we actually did a couple shows together.
Oh, nice. Mm-hmm.
And a few months into that, he says, we got a couple shows, so can you fill in on bass for maybe these two shows? And
that's how they
here
get
we
started.
Are, 15 years later.
And Ben, I met through mutual friends that host an annual summer party. And so I was playing it. I showed up to play this party one time. It wasn't my first time playing there. But when I showed up, there was the host saying to me, hey, my friend's son is here and he's got his drum set. Do you mind if he plays with you? That's how I met Ben. And Ben what were you, like 15?
Yeah, probably
15
around
15 years old or something?
14 or 15.
14 maybe even?
Yeah.
Yep.
That is amazing.
And and we ended up playing together the whole night. I had a great time. And when I got hired to play that party, like 2 or 3 years later, I showed up and there was Ben again. But this time he had his keyboard with him. And he was even better on keyboards than he was on drums. I couldn't believe it. But
and 8 years later, here we are.
Yeah.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
That's very, very cool. Yeah. So you guys have been playing together in this configuration for a little while.
Oh, yeah.
Long time, yes.
A while.
Long time.
Mm-hmm. It's definitely been a few years now, yeah. It's good.
And you have a number of shows coming up. Is that right? I mean, some one in particular with very special meaning. I mean, talking about the band and how you got together and the longstanding friendships that you all have.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we're hardworking musicians. We play pretty often, but yeah, we have some special shows coming up. And this one in particular, I think you're referring to our drummer Frankie. He couldn't make it today. He's over at Mass General. He's been fighting cancer for a while now, about a year and a half, and he's fighting a good fight, doing a good job. And never complains. He's a great guy. But, he had a fever when he went in for his, every other Tuesday he goes in for his chemo. And he had a fever, so they wouldn't let him out just because, they wanted to give him some antibiotics and get his fever down. Because, you don't have as good of an immune system when you're getting all that chemo. So, anyway, he's also racking up some big bills and everything. So we're having a benefit show for Frankie on Saturday, May 21st. It's going to be in Woburn at the Portuguese American Club. Frankie belongs at a club. I think his father or somebody was one of the founders of the club.
Yeah.
It's in Woburn. That's going to be Saturday, May 21st from like noon to 5. And we're all going to be playing music. Frankie will be there. It's going to be a really good time for a good cause. If anybody can make it down to that, that'd be great. I guess I do want to mention that some people are listening on the internet, because I know there's some people that know Frankie, that there is a GoFundMe page if you can't make it to the show. If you go to the GoFundMe page and look for Frank's Cancer Benefit, but it says Frank's FCUK Cancer Benefit. It's spelled FCUK. To be, funny, I guess.
That's about as far as we can go right now.
It's literally spelled that way. Not the other way you might be thinking, but... Yeah, and then we got some other shows. The great Dennis Brennan Band plays every Wednesday over at the Lizard Lounge. And, they're awesome. Dennis Brennan, Billy Beard, Duke Levine, Kevin Barry, and Richard Gates. They're one of the best bands that play in the area. And for like $12, you can go hear these guys in this intimate setting. And it's just amazing. And what's really cool about them is they really support the local music scene. And so they play a set. And then in the middle, when they take a break, they always have a local artist come in and play. And then they play a second set. And 3 weeks from tonight, on the 18th, he invited me to come and be the middle set musician. So I'm really honored to be doing that. And July 2nd, we'll be playing at the Lizard again with the great British soul singer, Mr. William Topley. And we've all played with William Topley a few times before. He's just amazing to work with. And what we do is we get the whole band together. There's six of us. And we do an opening set, and after we're done playing, then we stay on stage, and William comes out, and we back him up for the rest of the
night. Fantastic!
So we're big fans. Dave and I actually, before we even met each other, we had gone to see William Topley. We realized that we both saw him in concert.
He broke out, and I think was it 97, 98, maybe early 98, and he had a song on the radio, and his breakthrough record here, and he. He did one of those like free lunchtime concerts at South Station, and mm-hmm. so I So I took the day off work, and I decided I'm going to go down. And, you know, I saw one guy in the crowd with long hair, and it was Scott. we didn't meet until 2 years later. And we're like, yeah, we started talking about, yeah, like that William Topley guy. Yep. He's fantastic, and he's just such a great guy. And we're just so privileged and honored that he's...
That's right.
That he, you know, comes over and does these shows with us. But I think it's a mutual exchange because, you know, we created some opportunities, you know, for these shows a few years ago. And it's kind of become a tradition now.
Yeah, we're hoping maybe we can record with him someday. That would be a real big deal for us.
Yeah, fantastic. It's wonderful to be able to play with such talented musicians and to have these friendships as well established through the music, sometimes predating the music. Is nice.
Yeah, I understand you're a bass player yourself, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
I witnessed this.
It was awesome. Cannot wait to see and hear this again.
You're very kind.
You have a wonderful bass too, by the way.
It's a beautiful bass. Fortunately, when you have a beautiful instrument, it makes up for a multitude of sins. People are looking at the gear and not necessarily at what your hands are doing, which is nice. But yes, had the chance to play a show with one of Dave's other bands. I mean, talk about the hardest working men in rock and roll. I mean, looking at the three of you, I know that between the three of you, there are quite a number of acts that you all perform with.
Yeah. Sometimes we're in the same room. Sometimes we're all playing on the same night in three different rooms.
Yeah. It's more the case a lot of times.
Yeah. Now, are there other projects that you wanted to talk about tonight while you're here? Or?
Well, I did want to mention that you know, most of the songs that we play tonight are from a new album that we released recently, and it's called Leaving Hyannis, and that's the opening line of the song Nantucket Stroll, Leaving Hyannis. Anyway, just wanted to make sure people know about that, and that you know, we do have it available on iTunes. I put everything up through CD Baby. Do you know CD Baby?
Yep.
So you can go there. You can preview all the songs, you know, before you buy it. If you want to buy it, you can buy it individual songs or the whole album. But just wanted to, you know, put in a little promo about that too, because
absolutely.
We know how it is. A lot of people aren't really buying CDs like they used to. You know, in fact, I had my car broken into last winter, and somebody stole like my ice scraper, and they stole just like stupid stuff, my phone charger. But
no.
I had all these CDs right there, and they didn't take one of them. So even thieves aren't stealing CDs anymore.
Oh,
so.
Oh, that hurts.
Coasters.
Yeah.
Frisbees.
But we work hard on these albums. We spend a lot of time. You know, we worked on this album with Ken Hickey, who's the drummer from O Positive, and he also has a Silly Goose Studios up in Boxborough, Massachusetts. And he's a great drummer, great guy, and he's very, very patient with me.
How many musicians are on that record, Scott?
There's a total of 25 musicians on the record.
It's like a Steely Dan record, my God.
Dave and
that
Ben
is awesome.
It's crazy.
Dave
who's
and
the
Ben
Michael
are all
McDonald?
Over it. Probably Dave. Yeah.
Speaking of, I just got a text from Davina. my Michael
perfect.
McDonald, you know, female counterpart.
Uh-huh. But, you know, a couple of guys from the Swingin' Stakes were on the album, you know, Paul Kahansky, Jim Gambino, and Jim Fitting plays harmonica on Alligator. He's a harmonica player in Session Americana. He was also in Treat It Right.
Treat It Right.
And
so
Pete Cassani from The Peasants ripping the guitar on one song. And a lot of guest appearances. We had a horn section with Sax Gordon and Rosemary Casey from Rosemary's Baby Blues and Kelly Bulldog from Hot Like Fire. Brian Paulding playing trombone and some tuba even. It was just
good lord.
Really, yeah, Joe Kessler playing violin. We had
an all-star cast.
Yeah. Yes, yeah.
That Bikini Island song. Kelly recommended this guy named Kareem Thompson. He came in and he played steel pan drums.
Yeah.
And Tim O'Leary was playing tin whistle on O.N.E. Murphy. Just a great.
Good lord, you don't do anything halfway.
No, we went all out. You know, went all out.
That is fantastic. If people can find out more about that album by visiting your website, it's scottdamgard.com, and that's scottdamgard.
Yeah, you spelled it right.
Well, I spent some time in Holland, so I have a sense that's from slightly further north, though.
Danish.
Yeah.
But right next door.
Yeah. Neighbors.
Yeah, neighbors again.
Beautiful. Well, right, we're full circle. So maybe why don't I play another tune? And if you have the time to stick around for another little chit chat.
All right, that would be great.
I mean, you might need to scurry home. I don't know if you're turning into a pumpkin in 6 minutes, but
we're just getting going.
We're pretty used to play until 1 a.m, 2 a.m.
Oh, these rock stars! I'm telling you. All right, well, right up here, why don't I play Carissa Johnson? This is a song "Ink" off her album "For Now." Lovely person, lovely album, lovely song. Here we go, and then we'll come back to Scott and the gang. For a little bit more of a chat before it strikes midnight and we all turn into pumpkins. Just there, we had Carissa Johnson with her song "Ink" off her album "For Now," which is just fantastic. We've got time for a little more chat with Scott Damgaard Band, who are still with us for a little bit. We got a song. We got some awesome DJs coming up. I'm so excited. But first up, I just want to recap for people the shows that you have coming up. The album is available, and people can find it on iTunes, Scott Damgaard Band. It's a glittering cast of stars, a cavalcade of stars even, on that album. 25 musicians on one.
That's right.
You couldn't get a better deal if you tried. It's a beautiful thing. You can find Scott Damgaard on Facebook. That's Scott DAMGAARD. Dave, Ben, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you so much.
I know you are very busy men in your own rights. Yep. I just really appreciate that. I know that you are playing the middle set, playing the middleman at the Lizard Lounge mm-hmm. 3 weeks from tonight.
That's right. On the 18th.
On the 18th of May. And a few days later, you'll be in Woburn. Is that right?
That's right. At the Portuguese American Club. It's an afternoon show from noon to 5, and all ages. Everyone's welcome, and it's a benefit to help our drummer Frankie with his mounting medical bills. And he's fighting the good fight against the old cancer. So we hope a lot of people can make it to that.
It sounds like a fantastic show. And that's an afternoon show.